What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So while Joe Biden spent a record amount of time on vacation, Lee, and occasionally hurled a long-range missile into Russia in hopes of getting into World War III, Donald Trump is taking a different approach, and he is resoundingly earning the praise of European leaders. This causes, Lee, what I'm about to play, actual physical pain for Democrats, which is what I like about it. You can hear them screeching. You can. This is the head of NATO, Mark Rutte, yesterday.
I really want to thank you, President of the United States, dear Donald, for the fact that you, as I said before, broke the deadlock. Basically, with President Putin by starting that dialogue. And I think it was in February that you had the first phone call. And from there, we are now where we are today. And that is, I think, if we play this well, we could end this. And we have to end this. We have to stop the killing. We have to stop the destruction of Ukraine's infrastructure. It is a terrible war. So I'm really excited. And let's make the best out of today and make sure that from today onwards, we get this thing to an end as soon as possible. I really want to thank you for your leadership.
Yeah, that you will not find that in the American media.
No, no.
No, they're running around with manufactured outrage. Oh, Trump is accommodating Putin. Trump is a Putin stooge. Trump's owned by Putin. I'm sorry. Can we stop for a minute and just like reassert reality here? Because there is only one president who took $20 million from Russia, and that is not Donald J. Trump. That is Joe Biden. The average Democrat would be shocked to find out that the New York Post broke that story, but they did. Rosemont Seneca, Hunter Biden's company, took the money from a Russian oligarch closely connected to Vladimir Putin. Her brother acted as her spokesperson. The U.S. media, remember, was absolutely incurious, didn't care. I mean, you know, we can trust Biden to take a little payola from the Russians from time to time. He's a good guy, really. We can't trust that Donald Trump. Did he take any money? No, he didn't. In fact, the entire Mueller report, I read it from end to end, Lee, again, including the footnotes. No, he did not. They can't find a single damn dime. They can't find any sort of connection whatsoever. That's pretty easy to find with Biden's $20 million bucks. Went to Rosemont Seneca. And remember, Yelena Batorina was the oligarch who paid off the Biden family. By the way, they laundered the money and never paid taxes on it, just so we're clear.
Yeah.
Felony for everyone else, but Democrats. Thanks. Anyway, so they did that. Well, UK Daily Mail was curious. Her brother, Batorina, the oligarch, remember her brother acts as her spokesperson. They called him up and said, what was she buying exactly for the $20 million. She's a real estate developer. So, I mean, Hunter doesn't have a lot of real estate experience. And he point blank said, access to America. I said, well, you need to get on a plane, bud. I'm sure you get a visa. You can get access to America. That way you don't have to pay no $20 million. But we can trust Biden to handle Russia, though. Despite the money laundering, felony level bribery, and failure of Hunter Biden to register as a foreign agent. Oops, that's another felony. Ask Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign manager. He went to prison for it. But Hunter Biden, as we know, is special. So Hunter Biden doesn't go to prison. And if I hear one more thing from the media about how Trump is, I don't know, owned by Putin, controlled by Putin, trying to help Putin, or in danger here, Trump might help Putin. And literally, Joe Biden went in front of the camera and said, well, a small incursion would be fine. Hey, here's where you send the next $20 million check. I mean, just the outrage of just the gaslighting and the lying by the American media. They're total in curiosity. And, you know, I have fun because every time, if you watch my X feed, I have fun with this. Every time a liberal shows up to talk about Trump's own, I will tell them, no, the Biden family was owned. They took $20 million from the Russians. They get outraged. No, that didn't happen. That's crazy. No, it did. Yeah, it did happen. It happened. It's on the laptop. Remember the laptop? Yeah, it turns out that wasn't Russian disinformation.
Yeah, what didn't happen was the Russia collusion thing with Trump. So
And that didn't even include the $30 million we know for a fact the Biden family took from China, and they were under criminal investigation for it before Bill Barr quashed it. So, I mean, this idea that Trump is owned but Biden was cool is so insane. That's why I had to start the segment with this. Like, we've got to reassert reality. No, Biden was paid by Russia. I don't know if he was owned by Russia or whatever. He sure seemed to be trying to get in a war with Russia at the end there. But yeah, they took the Russian money. By the way, you know, how hard is it? We have an NSA. Can we not get to the bottom of where the money went? I just want to know what they spent it on.
Yeah.
I mean, hookers and blow for Hunter, sure. But when the IRS whistleblowers, Lee, said, no, Joe was the big guy, we knew it, we had proof. Where's that money? That'd be $5 million when you take the Russian and Chinese money. And that was just one tranche of the Chinese money, which they laundered. It was a felony federal money laundering investigation. Because once you take money from our worst enemies on earth without registering as a foreign agent, well, now you're a felon. You got to hide it. You can't report it on your taxes. I mean, you know, even if you wanted to come clean, you can't. You go to prison. Unless you're a Democrat, apparently.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, that just shows you the scope of what's out there. And then they pretend, they do this pretend thing like Trump is, you know, somehow influenced by Putin. You know what I love is all of these liberal trolls that keep showing up. They can never explain. I'll say, explain it to me. How is Trump owned by Putin? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's been well documented. Okay, cool.
Show me.
Yeah. Send me a link. Post a link. Let's do this. Let's talk about it. And they often block me after that. And I'm like, you're blocking me on my own feed. like what the heck? And that's a trick used on X, because like they'll block you so that you can't continue to reply to their lies. Anyway, but no, it's just fascinating because they have it. They have been told Trump is owned, but they actually don't know how. So to watch all of this go on the world stage is something else. But I got to tell you, I really, if we get to peace here, I really am going to need the details of it before it gets signed. Because this security agreement is making me very, very nervous, and I'm not the only one.
Yeah. I mean, it's UN-like protection without the obligation of being in the UN. NATO. I keep saying UN when I'm referring to NATO.
I do that too. I flip them back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Sorry. NATO.
I just want to quote it all, so maybe that's why my brain just substitutes. No. But this is a problem, and it's very vague right now. Basically, Putin said Putin wants a security guarantee with America doing the security because he doesn't trust NATO. Putin said no, absolutely non-starter on NATO troops on Ukrainian soil. But okay, NATO troops under the NATO banner is one thing, but you could also have like say French and German troops. They're NATO countries, but those wouldn't necessarily be NATO troops. And some outlets are reporting that Putin is saying no to that. And others are reporting that that is actually the deal Trump's going with. So it would be troops from, you know, NATO nations, not NATO itself, but like France, Germany, UK, backstopped by our troops.
Well,
which is a problem.
The old saying is a rose by any other name still smells like a rose. So.
Yeah, and I don't think the full Trumposphere has gotten enough of a snoot full of this deal. And they're, I mean, because I found two places now, ABC News and The Hill, where they are saying, yeah, this troops on the ground.
Well,
this is troops on the ground in Ukraine. That doesn't mean they'll stay there. There's one version of the plan where they're waiting outside Ukraine in case there's a conflict, but that's not good. That is getting us deeper into this. That's worse.
Well, what is so disgusting about this is that Joe Biden – And his administration are responsible for getting the U.S. into this situation.
Yes, they are.
And getting the people of Ukraine and Russia into this situation. And the Russians have got a hold on Ukrainian territory that they're not going to let go of. And these people keep acting like there's going to be a land swap that the Russians are going to get back to. No, the Russians are not going to give back anything.
No, they're not.
And that's,
why would they?
That is not going to happen. And I'm sorry, but all of these who keep, especially the Europeans, that keep thinking that there's going to be Russians giving up territory that they have captured in Ukraine, how are you going to force that? Because you are not willing to write the check, and I mean that figuratively, not literally, to write the check to sacrifice what you would have to sacrifice in order to make them do that. Because it would be an all-out war.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you're going to get Russia to leave that area that they have occupied. And I'm not taking Russia's side. on this. I'm simply saying this is the reality of where they are. Ukraine doesn't have the ability. They don't have the manpower. Even with our assistance and weapons, they still don't have the troops on the ground able to do it and occupy it and take it back. And the public support for it, as you mentioned here earlier, and I heard this earlier this morning too, that new polling is showing the vast majority of the Ukrainian people are ready for peace and they're ready to negotiate.
Because all their sons are dead and they got nothing for it.
Right.
And look, when you look at the Donbass and how it stretches into Crimea, I mean, I don't even know why Zelensky was talking a little about keeping it. I'm like, why? Those are ethnic Russian or Russian speaking populations. They are in the Russian political orbit. I mean, Crimea voted over 90% to rejoin Russia and then Putin just went and took it. Like, just let it go. Those are Russian territories. They're not even culturally a fit for Ukraine. Ukraine should be what's in the West. Not in what's in the East. And it just makes sense, those new lines anyway. But anyway, coming up, what has Trump promised the Euroweenies? Because they suddenly seem to be huge fans of this entire deal. That's a little weird. Here's why that might be the case, and it's not good. Coming up next. All right.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Here's what's weird. Started hitting me as weird yesterday. These Euroweenies, who just these European leaders, just weeks ago, were trying to figure out how to keep the war going. Which they've been trying to do the whole time. Even vowing, hey, we'll fight on. We'll just keep going without America. Fine with me. I don't care. Go ahead. We should cut them off. All of a sudden, we're at the White House. I think we're happy as could be. Praising Trump, talking about how amazing this deal is. They're so excited. What changed? What changed? Because folks, this just tickled my antenna yesterday. I went, what is going on? That's not the reaction I expected from them. In fact, I told you yesterday, they're here to make sure Zelensky keeps the war going. It's their cash kitty. And then you had people like the head of Finland saying stuff like this.
Mr. President, I think in the past 2 weeks, we've probably had more progress in ending this war than we have in the past 3.5 years. And I think the fact that we're around this table today is very much symbolic in the sense that it's Team Europe and Team United States helping Ukraine.
Yeah, they don't give a damn about Ukraine. No one cares about the Ukrainian people. They've used them as cannon fodder. What's up here? What's going on? I mean, you have Mark Rutte, you had all the others falling over themselves to praise Trump and how amazing this deal is. I went, something's wrong. I mean, all along, except for getting into World War III, which the Democrat Party and the Euroweenies are all for. This is what they want. They want a 20-year war. They want to crush Russia and then divide it, rule it. And they want to use the war for profit because Europe doesn't really have another source of profit since they can't really manufacture under the socialist climate change policies. So why are they excited about ending the war all of a sudden? That doesn't make any sense until you realize they think they've just achieved the double whammy. Number one goal, because they've killed all the Ukrainian men or they've fled for their lives, was to have American troops on the front lines fighting this thing. And number two, find a way to keep it going. They may have accomplished both. And that's why they're so excited. So if you get down in the weeds of this security agreement that Donald Trump has offered them, you find something disturbing. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you're cool with it. You want to die for Ukraine? You want to die for Volodymyr Zelensky? I don't. From ABC News, Trump said the leaders discussed security guarantees for Ukraine, including which guarantees would be provided by which European countries with a coordination with the United States of America. What does that coordination with the United States of America involve? Quote, he said America would provide support and he did not rule out American troops being involved. Yeah, that's it. That's why they're excited. In fact, remember, I've told you many times, I documented this going into the election. The Biden administration was getting ready for troops on the ground. They were super excited about it. They just couldn't do it before the election. Charles Brown was saying, oh, yeah, our troops going to be in the forefront. He's the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Yeah, we're going to be fighting Russians on the front line. But don't worry. We'll give them air cover from the Air Force. And remember, because Biden couldn't get anyone to join up, they already had BuzzFeed and other places running articles pushing the idea of, hey, we're going to need a draft to fight the Russians. J.D. Vance and Laura Ingraham, we're going to a draft if Her Highness wins. That was the ultimate goal. Because, folks, they don't have enough people for the meat grinder in Europe. I mean, France is talking about pledging 30,000 troops. I mean, that'll last, what, 6 weeks at the kill rate? Wait, are you saying Trump did not rule out troops? No, that's why the Euroweenies are so excited. This security guarantee is ultimately backed by U.S. troops, at least right now, unless something changes. My source on that's ABC News, but The Hill also spelled it out as well. Now, if you look at Trump's Truth Social post, he says, yes, the Europeans, they'll be part of the coalition and they'll be out there in troops and blah, blah. And we'll back them with what? Troops. Where would these troops be posted? Well, we don't have the full official details. I want to be clear on that. But the outlines of this, I am not liking. Not at all. We do not need troops dying for Ukraine. We don't even need troops positioned outside Ukraine. This is what the Hill is saying. Well, you know, we could just maybe put them right there, right outside, so they could rush in if something went wrong as part of the security guarantee. No. That's what an Article 5 security guarantee would do. It puts American boots on the ground in the event that Russia tries to take territory or so much as launches a missile that kills a Ukrainian. Why would the Euroweenies be so excited about this? Because it puts the war on ice. It guarantees we can still get to World War III and Trump will fight it. Or not Trump will fight it, America will fight it. See, I don't think they're going to get Trump to put troops in actual combat against Russia. I think that would be hard, and I think they know it. So we sign the security guarantee. Democrat wins in 28. We go to war. That's what we're agreeing to. That's why they're so excited, because there's no other way to get to war, to preserve the war, which is their goal. Charlie Kirk and Steve Bannon screaming bloody murder about this yesterday, and they're not wrong. No. Not doing this. But this is why this is moving along so quickly. This is why the Europeans are falling all over Donald Trump. Because he may give them what they couldn't even get under Biden, and that's U.S. troops, to potentially fight this thing. Here's Steve Bannon losing it yesterday on War Room.
I will tell you, one of the big things they talked about today, Republicans getting on board. I reported the other day it was $36 billion. It's $54
billion. Oh, yeah, and we'd rebuild Ukraine.
Another bailout of Ukraine. $54 billion arms package plus money. So they pay their teachers and they pay their public health workers and they pay the pensions. You got a big old nice pension. You sitting on a fat pension? How's that Social Security check look?
He says he doesn't trust the Europeans. They will drag us right back to war.
We want to be supportive. Remember, we're supportive of this. But here's the situation, is that these Europeans can't be trusted. And the mainstream media is pushing you to do this. All the corporate interests, all the war, the arms manufacturers, big tech, they all want this. You know why? Their kids are not going to be – when you hear security guarantee – you know what you do? You look at the table of your sons and daughters. You look at those grandchildren. That's a security guarantee.
Yep.
What's a security guarantee in Korea? Combat troops. What's a security guarantee in Germany? Combat troops. They want your blood and they want your treasure. Yours. Are you at the table? They want yours.
One last quick thing from The Hill. Under this approach, U.S. forces could be used to help European countries defend Ukraine. This could include air-to-air refueling, intelligence sharing, Black Sea patrols, and the pre-positioning of U.S. forces outside Ukraine for potential deployment in a crisis, which they will absolutely foment a crisis the second Trump is gone. Maybe even before. Probably wait till he goes, though. So this is why they're so excited. They thought they were going to lose their World War III. Now it's just on ice. But when we all wake up from our stupor, it's going to be American troops fighting this thing.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Sums up in these Russian negotiations, you have the Euroweenies so excited. They're falling all over Trump, practically licking him in front of the camera. Oh, yeah, it's like a love affair. That's weird. And Zelensky's gone in 24 hours, Volodymyr, from saying, no, I'm not trading any territory to Russia. Screw you. To, hey, I think I'll give it up in a 50-50 swap. Yeah, sure. What do you want, Vladimir? Putin? What? It's got exponentially weird yesterday, and I'm like, something's missing here. All of a sudden, Fox News, by the way, which was just it practically couldn't hide their frothing rage over the weekend, having to cover Trump and Putin on the red carpet. Oh, but dissing him. I mean, they had every globalist guest on they could find. All of a sudden, they're like so happy about this Russia deal. This Ukraine deal, they're so excited. Something's up. All right, everybody's good now. Everybody loves Trump now. Fox loves Trump. Fox loves the deal. I mean, normally if you look at the guests they have on, it's usually a CIA station chief who's like, don't do it. And their other globalist friends. But everybody's so excited now. Everything's just great. What did Trump agree to? I need answers to some questions. The security deal is a little scary. And when you start, and they're burying it way down inside these articles, they're hoping MAGA, Trump supporters don't notice. That's what it looks like. I could be wrong on this. I'm just reading the tea leaves. I just brought you ABC News and The Hill. Our troops backstop this mess. Oh, don't worry. We'll wait in a surrounding country. We'll just guarantee if something happens, we'll come in. Article 5. In other words, we've just agreed to defend Ukraine. That's what it looks like. And people have been sending me Trump's Truth Social posts and says, yeah, the Euro weenies, they'll put up troops and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Uh-huh. We'll coordinate. Yeah. But what does that involve? Troops on the ground. Here's from ABC News. Trump did not rule out American troops being involved. See, there you go. The goal of the globalists was for American troops to fight this on behalf of the left in Europe. Folks, I got to tell you, no. Here's the Hill's version. Under this approach, U.S. forces could be used to help European countries defend Ukraine. That's pretty definitive. This could include air-to-air refueling, intelligence sharing, Black Sea patrols, and pre-positioning of U.S. forces outside Ukraine for potential deployment in a crisis, which... let me assure you, they will create very quickly. The Euroweenies will. They've already done it. They've already done one false flag. They tried to start World War III under Biden by pretending that Putin had killed a farmer in Poland with a missile. And Zelensky lied. He said, no, it's not our missile. It's Putin's. No, it was his missile. He killed the Polish farmer. And everybody's cool. They didn't care about the farmer after that. Once they realized, darn, we can't get into World War III. Okay, yeah, it's cool. Zelensky, just kill whoever. Doesn't matter. Why? They want a war. They want it badly. And this gives them their best in. Folks, they couldn't even get this under Biden. And I got to be honest with you, I'm getting some pushback from somebody this morning. If Joe Biden came out and said, oh, yeah, no, we'll totally use our troops as cannon fodder to, you know, protect Volodymyr Zelensky's Ukraine, I'd lose my mind. You'd lose your mind. We'd all be screaming bloody murder at Biden this morning. Now, do I know for sure this is what Trump's doing? Well, you got to read deep down in these articles, but all of a sudden everybody's demeanor has changed, and I am not good with that. Charlie Kirk yesterday, gently, like I'm trying to do now, was trying to put it out there. We're not going to put up with the idea of American troops backing Ukraine, because let me tell you what's going to happen here. I know these people like the back of my hand. The reason they're suddenly so excited is because Trump was in the process of ending their hopes of getting into World War III, which, folks, if you read the write-up on my X feed, This started with Obama and Hillary trying. I mean, that's been the goal, is World War III. Since that, I mean, it's been 15 years they've worked for this. They thought Trump was going to end it. They were very hostile. Fox News was very angry. But now, I mean, the coverage of that summit in Alaska was terrible on Fox for the first 24 hours. Now they're all super duper excited. And that's because, look, will they launch a false flag under Trump to drag our troops in? Probably not. He probably won't send them, no matter what the agreement says, I think. I think he won't. Probably. But all they got to do is wait for the next Democrat presidency. If that's in 2028, our troops are going to war, folks. Over what? I don't know. They'll make something up. They'll fire a missile into... It's not hard. All they got to do is fire a missile into Russia. Russia will pound them back. Our media will black out the missile they fired into Russia like they blacked out all the ones they fired into Russia this weekend. And folks, understand something about these Euro weenies, okay? Just this weekend, NATO, pretending that it's the Ukrainians, but it's NATO, fired missiles into Russia, killed civilians. They specifically this time destroyed a natural gas pipeline into Hungary, one of the few that's still feeding the Russian economy. That's why Russia retaliated. You see Russia retaliate? Our media carries it. Putin kills people for no reason. And they black out the rest of it. The reason I bring this up is that is exactly what they'll do to draw our troops in and continue World War III. And I mean, the second Trump will be packing his bags to get to leave the White House. Here's Charlie Kirk with a warning for the NATO ambassador under Trump. He's basically like, take it back to Trump. We're not supporting this.
The perspective of my audience and from me is we don't want America involved at all. We think
no,
this is
we
long
don't.
Past, exhausted, and tired. And I think the president's perspective has been amazing, which is defy the national security establishment and the mainstream media and sit down and work this thing out. Today, let me tell you where our perspective is. And you're the ambassador to NATO, and so you have to be very diplomatic, and you got a tough job, and you're doing a great job. But let me tell you my thoughts, and you can navigate however you want. This looks as if this is a full court press by European leaders that want to continue this land and kinetic war
yep.
in Ukraine and are very mad that President Trump might cut a deal with Vladimir Putin. You got Giorgio Meloni, you have the Germans, you have all the big players of Europe that are in the White House right now that are likely trying to, and Keir Starmer, that are trying to paint a completely different picture and potentially continue this war. You could almost say the European leaders are here to chaperone Zelensky through this entire thing.
He knows. So I wanted to play that for you. You can see it's not just me. This is why all their demeanors changed, because Trump's going to have to give them what they couldn't even get under Biden to make this work. Or he's setting the stage to just walk away and say, I tried. I give up. These people are crazy. Let them kill each other, which is fine with me, too. I mean, if the Euro weenies want to send their sons and daughters to die fighting Vladimir Putin, whatever. Let them exhaust each other. I don't care. We don't belong there. When Congress passed the law allowing the admissions of refugees, they only ever planned for a few dozen a year to come, because it would have to be the most extreme cases. Very specifically, your government has to be trying to kill you, or you have to face imminent threat of death, either for your religion, your politics, your race, maybe it's like, you know, an ethnic cleansing. And only then, in an emergency, can you apply to come to America. They never envisioned that the Democrats would run a voter drive down at the border and let in anyone who said, hey, I'm a refugee. Where'd you come from? Tijuana. Your government's not trying to kill you. It was never supposed to be used that way. Well, President Donald Trump is using refugee admissions. He's capping it around 40,000 for the coming year, but listen to who he's taking. It's just broke. The left is going to lose it, because they have a legitimate refugee case, all of them. According to Yahoo News, the majority of allocated visas will go to white South Africans. You know the ones. The left shudders in horror as they walk off the gangplank, waving the U.S. flag, so glad to be here, loving America. Not a pride flag among them. They look like, well, Republicans. In danger, of course, of being killed in the massacres that have gone on in South Africa that only get worse. Those are race-based massacres. They've already had a lot of their land stolen from them by the government. So, yeah, 40,000 White South Africans. Anyway, I can't wait to watch the Democrats freak out over that. Texter writes, Tara, remind us why European leaders want war continued. Is it only to enrich arms manufacturers? I don't know if anybody's manufacturing anything anymore in Europe. That's how extreme the climate situation's become. No, they want the war to generate, to keep their economies alive, is a big part of it. You know how the Democrats have siphoned billions of dollars off our NGOs? Like, they give them to their friends and then they pass them out, pass them around. They print a lot of money and dump it into the NGOs. Think Stacey Abrams, $1 billion. She's never mentioned, you know, she's never managed more than 50,000 in an NGO. And then they send it to her, but she's got to send it out to all her friends in 50 days. Yeah, those, all that money that we sent, it's being given out to Euroweenie's friends and families via the NGO. So that's a big part of it. They got to keep the war going. If you believe the former deputy Polish prime minister, the Democrat Party has laundered a lot of that money through Ukraine. It's going back into their elections coffers. So there's that. There's the fact that they're just evil. And then the fact that for 200 years, Euroweenies have been trying to steal Russian territory and Russia has had to fight back time and time again. So this is a very old fight that has gone on between Europe and Russia for a very, very long time. And then other reasons, I don't know, they're just evil. They're just evil. Plus, they want to use the power of the war to squelch any kind of dissent, censorship, and then probably a few things that I'm not even thinking of. I don't know, but I've watched them for years, and starting with Obama and Hillary, they are determined to turn this into the biggest, bloodiest war possible with Russia.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.